It's the hour of Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Tony Reid, and Huang Shen. The new school year has kicked off. Children have come back to school or kindergarten. We get it. Homework is hard, but we have to give these kids, and particularly parents, credit. Instead of throwing in the towel, they managed to complete some of these pretty weird homework assignments. Well, let's look at the latest examples that sort of blew my mind.
Yeah, I have to say this example is insane. I think even my father, who was major in math, I don't think he can complete this task because the teacher asked the pupils to count 100 million rice grains.
Wow.
This was happened in Foshan, a South Chinese city, a city in the south part of China. It's a Chinese math teacher. It has triggered mixed reactions from parents after giving fourth graders a rather unusual homework that entailed counting 100 million grains of rice. Also, the parents soon realized how impossible it is to finish a task, which a teacher reportedly gave students 2 days to complete, because it's really tough. I don't think they can finish or complete the rice counting, because some parents complain, how can I store around nearly 2 pounds of rice at home?
Whoa.
Yeah, because a fourth one said like 600 grains of rice weigh about 50 grams. Then 100 million grains may weigh around 8,000 kilograms. How could you store this large amount of rice in your house?
So did this math teacher make a terrible math mistake then? What's the point of this? Is it teaching kids to count? Or parents to spend extra money to hoard for bad weather? What's the point?
Well, back home in the U.S., the only thing that's equivocal to this is when, you know, teachers are really upset with the children. They will make them...
punishment?
For punishment reasons. They'll make them write on the board. Or for homework, they will make them write what they will not do again in the classroom. So if the student is chewing gum, they will tell the student, okay, you need to write on a paper 100 times, I will not chew gum in the classroom. So, and this is really tedious. The child takes it home and the parents are normally for it. But in this case, 100 million grains of rice, and only 2 days to do it. It's, I think this teacher's very creative in his reprimanding. I don't know how if it's even possible.
But later on, the teacher defended herself, and she said that she was not really asking students to calculate the rice, but want to teach them what is estimation, because she said she actually never hoped the students would directly count the rice grain one by one, but she hoped the students will count 100 grains first and then multiply the figure by 10 or by 100 until the figure reaches 100 million. Wow, sorry, teacher, I didn't get your message right. Maybe that's my fault.
Yeah, it seems like nobody got it right. Yeah. Or it's one of those really puzzling homework assignments. Do you think this teacher is too creative?
Well, I taught English for about 5 years, so I have some exposure to teaching. And I think when you assign homework, it's very important to detail the homework to where the kids can understand and explain what they're doing and why they're doing it. So when this homework assignment was assigned, I think as a teacher, it would have been a good idea to explain that. And that way the parents can get on board and it could seem as not so much of a daunting task as counting just one grain of rice. I mean, when I first read these instructions, it makes me feel like I have to count one by one. And so I think just a little bit more instruction there would be better for the kids and better for everyone. So if the teacher neglected to do that, then perhaps this wasn't a reaction that the teacher wanted from the students. They would want the students to feel like it's something that they couldn't do. And for that reason, that's what puzzles me as a teacher. I just don't understand why that would be done.
Also, why does the math teacher want to teach estimation? Or maybe when... Yeah, first question... second question, why not just, add that word to the end of the question of counting rice grains that, you know, estimation. That is, you know, what I'm trying to direct you people at. And without more hints, doesn't seem many people can get it.
What about a scale? Do you have a scale at home that measures rice? I mean, I don't know. I don't think this teacher kept any of this in account when she assigned this homework.
Yeah. And there's another one that's been discussed right now on Chinese social media about observation of the moon for 30 days. Is this a task that kids can finish on their own, Huangshen?
No. This is also... Parents have helped their kids to finish this job because the teacher asked the students to draw the pictures of the moon during the night for 30 consecutive days. So one parent said she's so afraid that her boy just have to stay up late until 12 o'clock at night to draw the picture of the moons. But also later on, the teacher defended himself or herself because the teacher said, oh, I didn't want you to draw the moon, but I want you to pay attention to the changes of moons and the differences of the moon's shape during the month. And also the teacher want the students to pay more attention to the nature and appreciate the nature by looking at the moon.
So again, there's the lack of instruction there, what you're actually doing, when you have to do it, and why it's being done. I think that's really important for kids and also parents, apparently, to know what their kids are going to be doing for homework. Because I when I first heard these instructions, I thought, wow, they have to watch the moon for all night long? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, and it just seems like parents feel that they need to get involved with finishing the homework. And that's the part I wonder if parents are being too much of a helicopter parent or the questions are simply too hard. That's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye!